Good morning, girls and boys.
Good morning.
We're turning to Jude, and it's the verse 20. The verse 20 of the little book of Jude. That verse reads, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Our verse begins with the word "but." And I've said to you many times before, the use of that word usually is introducing something very different from what has just been said. And that's happening here. If you look at the verse before, that is verse 19, you will find that Jude is speaking of the wicked who are attacking the gospel, secretively creeping into the church and attempting, when they're in, to destroy the gospel and turn people away from God and from his truth. Now, Jude, in this verse, is switching his attention from them and he's speaking to the people of God who are under attack. And he says, "But ye," not like these wicked people that we have been talking about and have been describing and showing how wicked they are, "but ye, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." What these wicked ones were trying to do was to pull down the people of God. But now Jude's saying, "But ye, build up yourselves." And that's what you and every one of you here today who say they're saved must be engaged in. You must do that which will strengthen and build you up in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the first thing I will emphasize is what it is I have just stated. The Christian must ever be building themselves up. You're builders today. You have a trowel in your hand, but it's not exactly like the trowel that you will find on a building site and that bricklayers will have in their hand. No, you're to use the trowel of God's word and of prayer to build yourself up. Let me explain that. This is a day of departure from God, a day like that which was evident back in the days of Jude. Jude was concerned about what was taking place, the infiltrators, the deceivers, the liars that had crept into the church and were trying to bring it down. Well, we have the same today. That's happening today. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, and that's right. Every generation thinks, "Oh, we're seeing things that nobody has ever seen before." No, that's not so. That's not so. There's really nothing new under the sun. You say, "But men have been to the moon, that never happened before." Well, the actual landing on the moon may never have happened before, but let me tell you, from the dawn of time, foolish men have looked up to the moon and said, "I'd like to get there one day," so that there's nothing really new under the sun. Now, we're to build ourselves up in this evil time. The Greek word, I like to explain these words that you find in the Bible. The Greek word that is translated "building up" may be explained in this fashion. It means to finish the structure which the foundations have already been laid, to give constant increase in Christian knowledge and a life conformed thereto. That's what it means. Building up means to finish what has begun. To finish what has begun. What you were doing yesterday, if you were a faithful Christian, you're to take up today where you left off. I remember when the church in Bethel was being built, there were days I was off, usually on a gospel mission somewhere, and when I came home at night from the gospel mission, I used to stop at Bethel and count how many new bricks had been laid, because I wanted to see the building go up. Well, Christians should do that. They should take note of how they have advanced each day, how they have got a little stronger in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are saved today, God has begun a building in your life. That's what happened the day you got saved. God laid a foundation and then began to build. And day by day, if you're truly saved, it will be seen that you're growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Peter, he uses the illustration of a quarry. You ever see the big lorries on the road transporting stones and so forth? Those lorries come from a quarry. And in the quarry there has been a breaking down of the large boulders, crushing them up into smaller stones, and are used in the building trade. And you can see the big lorry going past with tons and tons of it in the back. Well, Peter uses the likeness of a quarry. He says this in 1 Peter chapter 2 in the verse 5 for you older ones. Ye also as lively stones. Oh, not like the stones in the lorry which are dead. But Christian, you're a living stone. Built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So in a sense, boys and girls, if you're saved today, God dug you out of a quarry. The quarry of sin, and he fashioned you and shaped you and made you ready to be built into the temple, your life, in which praise and sacrifices are offered unto God. Then again, this work having begun in our lives, we are required to be laborers together with God and build up ourselves. You're a laborer with God. That which God began in your life when he saved you, you now are to help him in that work. You're a laborer together with God. And if you went to a building site, you'll see there the bricklayer and he's putting the mortar on the brick and placing it. But down below, he might be up on the scaffolding, but down below there's a fellow with a shovel and he's mixing mortar. He's the laborer supplying the bricklayer with help, getting bricks for him, getting mortar for him, and making sure he has all the materials to carry on his work. Well, you're a laborer with God. You're to do those things that God has appointed for you to do. If you look at 1 Peter chapter 2, you'll find that Peter's back to this picture that he has been producing, that ye may grow thereby. There's the building again. Growing. There's most of you here have had some links with a wee baby. Maybe even you have one in the house. And when that little baby was really little, you might even have been allowed to feed it from a bottle. How it sucked at the bottle. And that's what you're to do. You're like a baby to come to God's word and suck the sweet milk of God's truth from the Bible. Then again, in 2 Peter, the verse 18 of chapter 3 says that we must grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Building is all part of the life of a Christian. And that's what Jude is here saying. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves. In contrast to what the devil wants to do, what his agents want to do, and the enemies of the gospel want to do, pull you down. You're to build up in accordance with the purpose and plan of God. I might say this, we are assured, we are promised by God that the building which he started will be finished. There's many a Christian that lives in fear and doubt. Will I continue? Will I make it to heaven? Maybe God will leave me and abandon me. Listen again to God's word. Philippians chapter 1, the verse 6. You older ones, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident. A Christian may be confident. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God's not going to stop working. He's not going to leave off. He's not going to abandon what he began in your life. He's going to finish it right up to the day when the Lord Jesus returns. That's when that which began in the life of every converted one will be completed. In that day, we shall be like Christ. That's the building plan. Many a time I have looked at a building site and there's walls have been built and I've wondered what that's going to look like when it's finished. I wonder what they're building. Well, I'm telling you what you're going to look like when God is finished. You will be like Christ. You will look like Him. His glory, His beauty, His holiness. That's what God is doing in your life. Very quickly we come to a second thought. It says we are to build up ourselves in your most holy faith. That's what you're to really build in your life. That's what you're to give attention to. Many Christians give a lot of attention to how they look, to how they dress. Others give great attention to business and making money. Others are very interested in being popular and well-liked. But the Christian should chiefly be interested in building up their faith. Building up their faith. You see, the Christian lives by faith. That was the great text that Martin Luther discovered and which brought in tremendous changes to the countries in Europe, including the United Kingdom. The just shall live by faith. Up to that time, the vast majority of those who thought themselves to be Christians lived by works. They said, oh, I will help myself, I will strengthen my Christianity if I bow down before the statue of Mary, count my beads, if I do penance, if I fast and don't eat certain foods, if I do this, do that, and do the other thing, and take pilgrimages, and even beat myself, I'll be a better Christian. Well, old Martin Luther did that, nearly starved himself to death. Went on pilgrimages, climbed steps in Rome on his knees. But when he got to the top, he said, I'm no better. I'm still a sinner. I haven't become any closer to God. And he went away despairing. Nothing I do is in any way helping me. Then he read Romans chapter 1. And he read in the verse 17, the just shall live by faith. Light dawned in his soul. And he realized it was by believing what God had said in his word that he lived. Not by trying to do this, that, and the other thing of himself. That wouldn't change him. It was by believing God, embracing Christ by faith, that he lived. And they must do that every day. Take in more of Christ, and more of Christ, and more of Christ. As he read the scriptures and found out more about Christ and believed what he read, that's how he grew. That's how he would become stronger as a Christian. You know, you physically, your body lives by eating, by sleeping, by exercising. That's how you grow. I can remember, most of you, when you toddled in through that door on your first day, and you were a whole lot shorter than you are today, and you're not toddling anymore, you're scampering about like a rabbit when it comes to playtime. What has happened? You have grown. You have become stronger. How did that happen? The good food your mum fed you with. Getting to bed early and having a good sleep. And then that running about, that exercise, developed your muscle. Well, just learn. I have become a wee bit bigger, a bit taller, a bit more active by partaking of those things that my body need. Well, likewise, boys and girls, you will develop spiritually. If you have been born again and then partake of Christ, who is the bread of life, the water of life. There's a lovely verse that has ever been a blessing to me. It's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 in the verse 18. Paul says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass or a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. What's he talking about? This is the mirror. Do you see it? That's a mirror in which is reflected the image of God. If you stand before a mirror, what's reflected? Your image, your likeness. Well, this is the mirror that reflects God. And as we look at it openly, we're changed by what we see. And we become more and more like the Lord. A bit like what happened to Moses. Do you remember when Moses went up into the mountain? He came down from having spent time with God. And the people, they were shocked when they looked at him. Because his face was beaming, shining, with a brightness and a glory. And they were frightened of him. So much so, that Moses had to wear a veil over his face, over his head, to hide that glory and remove the fear from the people. Well, when you get to the Bible and you look into it and see the Lord, it changes you. It changes you. It's beautiful sunny weather, isn't it? And you're out scampering about. What happens when you run about in the sun? You get warm, but as well as getting warm, what happens? You get tired, but as well as getting tired, you get sunburnt. Isn't that right? The sun leaves its mark, and your skin takes on the colour of the sun. Oh, boys and girls, God teaches us from the Bible, but he also gives us illustrations out there in nature. And when you come into the presence of the glorious Saviour, who is the Son of Righteousness, and be in his presence and stay in his presence and look upon him, you take on his likeness. Just like the sun leaves its mark on you when you're out in it. If you're in the presence of the Lord, he'll leave his mark upon you. One final thing, an aid or an assistance to building up our faith is prayer. Look at what it says. But ye beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. As we are enabled by God's grace to see Christ in the Holy Scriptures, thus we are changed. And so in prayer, as we come into the presence of the Lord, that changes us. That changes us. I mentioned Moses. Well, it was in prayer up on the mountain that caused his face to shine. When we go into the presence of the Lord and we pray and talk with the Lord, we take on a likeness to him. When I was preparing these few thoughts, I remembered something that happened to me. Who's seven here today? Imagine me being like him. Well, Joel, when I was your age, I came home from London with my family, where we had been living for a few years, back to our home outside Listenaskee. I was seven. I had been for 3 years in school in London. And when I came home from London, I had a London accent. I talked like a Cockney. And my cousins used to gather round me just to hear me talk with this funny accent. I started school then, when I came home here, away in a wee country school, which was hardly even as big as ours. It was called Mun Le Bortman, way up in the mountain. Something happened to me as I went to the school and met with all the others from that area. I stopped talking like a London boy, and soon I was talking broad Fermanagh. You see, boys and girls, we pick up the accent of those we keep company with. If you go to France, you'll not find a wee boy or girl there speaking like someone from Tyrone. They're speaking French. And whatever country you go to, the youngsters there are speaking in the language they hear every day. Well, listen, if you go into the presence of the Lord and talk with him, you begin to talk like him. You begin to talk like him. Listen to this verse, Acts chapter 4, verse 13. It says, now when they, that's the enemy, the old Pharisees and spiritual leaders, the Jewish opponents of the gospel. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, as far as they were concerned, they marveled and they took knowledge of them, took note of them, that they had been with Jesus. It showed in Peter and John that they had been with Jesus. They talked just like the Lord Jesus. They acted in a similar fashion to the Lord Jesus. I tell you, boys and girls, we build up our most holy faith by praying, going into God's presence and praying. And of course, it says we're praying in the Holy Ghost. He's the one who helps us to grow. I read just a couple of days ago about a young lassie who's an athlete. She may have been a tennis player, I can't really remember. But she was only a teenager, maybe 19 or something like that. And she was complaining, rightly so, I'm sure, about the abuse that she had suffered from her coach. He abused her verbally when he was training her. He would have used cruel terms. He would have told her, "You're fat, you'll have to get thinner, you're slow." Really abusive, not encouraging her at all. And she suffered this for years in order to become a good athlete. And I thought to myself, what a difference from the one who is our helper and our coach, the Holy Ghost. You know what he's called? Not our coach, but our comforter. He encourages us, strengthens us, helps us, lifts us, carries us ever onward and upward, and enables us to grow in faith and in grace. That's who's there to help you, boys and girls. You remember that. God, the Holy Ghost, the third person of the divine Trinity. Could you have a greater helper? No. He's the helper of boys and girls to grow. Are you listening? Are you taking in what I'm saying? But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, may you today grow, build yourself up. Let's bow in prayer. O God, our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy word. We could never of ourselves imagine there to be such help available to us. But, O God, we thank thee that thou hast revealed in thy word that we may grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. May the boys and girls grasp what this means and be encouraged to partake of that milk of God's truth so that, like little babies, they grow. Bless the school today. You know the exams that are taking place even now, Lord. Help those that love thee, I pray. Overshadow our school in all matter. Bless the teachers. Bless the parents. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.